USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are continuing their climb, surpassing $3.30 a gallon on Friday. That's according to the latest AAA survey, which shows the national average price for regular is up to $3.30.6 a gallon. After China said they would crush a Taiwanese independence plot, a state-controlled newspaper is telling the United States and all other supporters of the island to back off or face military defeat. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton appears on Fox News and describes the best way to deter a Chinese invasion of Taiwan.
We need to help Taiwan fortify its defenses, provide it more cybersecurity support, provide it more missiles, provide it sea mines for the Taiwan Strait. More fundamentally, we need to make it clear to Xi Jinping that we will support Taiwan.
USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A COVID vaccine mandate has the Chicago Police Department and Mayor Lori Lightfoot poised for a showdown.
As more Americans are resisting the federal government's control of your body by demanding everyone get a COVID vaccine no matter what, lines in the sand have been drawn between the Chicago Police Department and Democrat Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
They're going to show up, they're going to report for duty, and they're going to comply with a legal directive from the city.
Chicago Police Union President John Catanzara on Fox News Thursday evening.
Just because she says it doesn't make it so. It is not a legal, proper directive. She knows it, they know it, and our members know it.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration is delaying a decision on authorizing Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for adolescents to assess whether the shot may lead to a heightened risk of a rare inflammatory heart condition called myocarditis. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Florida Congressman and former Green Beret who served in Afghanistan, Michael Walls, says that he disagrees with President Biden's complete withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan before all citizens were evacuated. He explains why on Fox News.
As I said then, and we're seeing play out tragically now, once that last military asset left, you are handing these people a death sentence. Not only the Americans that you left behind, but so many who stood and fought with us.
President Biden, meanwhile, calling his troop withdrawal an extraordinary success, touting the evacuation of more than 124,000 people before the United States withdrawal deadline. One of the consequences of a surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers arriving at the U.S. southern border is human trafficking. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat McCormick accuses social media platforms of allowing the drug cartels to promote their services.
You have entities like Facebook that have allowed these cartels to advertise their services on their platform. There's been zero retribution, zero accountability, and that is extremely frustrating.
Facebook claims in a letter to Arizona AG Mark Brnovich that they're working diligently to proactively remove content relating to drug trafficking or promoting human smuggling services. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.